This is the Diana DeRosa interview with Equus Television Worldwide correspondent Diana DeRosa. Join Diana as she traverses the globe, bringing you the latest information from equestrian newsmakers, newsbreakers, athletes, and luminaries from across the global equestrian spectrum. The Diana DeRosa interview starts now.
I'm speaking with Birgit Rosenberg, who lives in Aachen, Germany, and she is the sports director of the FEI World Championships Aachen 2026, which will be taking place August 11th through the 23rd. This event will feature six equestrian disciplines: jumping, dressage, eventing, driving, vaulting, and para dressage. Birgit and I are doing a series of interviews leading up to this major event, so make sure you listen to all the interviews. Today, Birgit will talk about the eventing cross-country course and the marathon for driving. Welcome, Birgit, and I'm just going to say one thing. Take it away.
Well, thank you for having me again. I look forward to our talk.
So you want to start with the cross-country then?
Yes, for sure. So, yeah, of course, as you said, cross-country is of course, taking a lot of effort at the moment to get everything prepared. We've done some major changes to the track itself, because normally we run a short competition, and of course for the World Championship it will then be a long format competition, which means we need 5,700 meters of track. Normally we have 4,000, so that was of course the prime focus, to have a track that is really in super shape in terms of footing. So we did major improvements and footing works autumn 2 years ago, to be sure that the roots would have enough time to really grow deep and to have the footing in best shape. At the moment, it's more the focus, of course, on building the obstacles. So our building team, which is James Willis from Great Britain with his team, they have started to build the first obstacles. Our course designer, Giuseppe Della Chiesa, is putting a lot of thought in and how to build the course. And of course, with a championship most likely having about 100 horses on the cross-country day, with the very strong nations, but also, of course, smaller nations with maybe less experience, it's important for us that, looking also to safety issues, to have everybody safe in the finish. So this, I think, for the course design is a major challenge to have a good selection for the sport, to have the top guys being having enough challenges, but also the little weaker nations having a safe ride on the cross-country course. And so a lot of things are going on. Decoration, of course, we want something very special in the look, that deserves a world championship character, of course. So here, different people involved to give it a nice look in terms of decoration and a good experience for all the spectators, which of course we expect a lot of people to come in on that day. So yeah, we want to be prepared really well.
Will there be a German flavor to some of those jumps?
For sure. I think what we try is to give it a natural look, because we're in the middle of a nature protected area, with birds that are typical for that area, with plants that are typical for that area. So we try to really give the obstacle seams which will reflect on the area where we are and the animals that live in this area. Yes.
Great. It's always, that's usually what happens. It gets a little bit of flavor wherever you are. All right, let's move on to the marathon.
Yeah, the marathon 1 week later. So when the eventers have to go home, we get in the marathon, or the carriage drivers, and the marathon will then again be on the Saturday of week two of the championships. Similar setting, I must say, they use the track from the eventers, but of course very different obstacles. We will have eight obstacles out in the marathon. Again, there a lot of focus on giving it a super look, using again typical themes from the area. Some obstacles are there already, because they are permanent driving obstacles which we use every year. But also for the championship, we wanted to have some new obstacles. So especially both water obstacles will be very different from what we do normally. So similar process, I must say, to eventing. The track itself is done, but now full focus on building the obstacles. So the first obstacles are here already. Next ones are going to be produced. And yeah, doing the fine tuning on the whole day of marathon. Again, also with 50, that's what we expect, 50 drivers, which is, of course, a lot.
Yes, that certainly is. Well, is there going to be any crossover? Like, in other words, when they are doing the cross country course, will they end up seeing some of the marathon obstacles?
Yes, so it's the same venue for sure. Some of the
Marathon obstacles.
will be there already in week one for during the cross country, not everything, because, like, for example, the two water complexes are used by both disciplines at the same time. So here we need time to change over between week one and week two, but many other obstacles will already be there. And this again is also our task, I think, to give it an overall look, to really include the driving obstacles very well in the overall look also of the cross-country track for eventing.
Wow, I've got to say, you shared a real lot of information about that, and people should be very excited and thinking about coming. Okay, Bridget, now I'd like you to dig a little deeper into the topic. For instance, when people go on the cross-country course, will they be able to see more than one obstacle at a time?
Absolutely. I think the idea is the course is quite complex, I must say. So there are certain points from which you can see various obstacles. And these are always the famous spots. We know that, for example, the big water complex is always very interesting for the people as you are a bit up on the hill. So you can see down in the cross and see many other fences. And there's a little spectator, like a little natural hill, let me say it like this, where people can stand on. And yeah, many people, of course, start at the start and then they walk along the whole track to see nearly all obstacles. There will also be some screens if you get a bit more tired, so you can rest a bit in the fields and sit down and watch a bit of sport on the screens. So, but clearly, it's the idea to give the people the chance to really see everything. So there's no area where people are protected or could not go.
All right, so while they're walking, are there places to get some food or even if
For
they
sure.
have the other things that they want to do?
No, for sure. I mean, the situation is that the cross-country course is really opposite of the main showgrounds and the main venue. So you could still always go back to where of course there's a lot of infrastructure on the other side with toilets, exhibition, food, but also in the cross country for the 2 days cross eventing and marathon, there will be catering. There will be, as I said, little aisles where you can watch the sport on an LED screen and at the same time grab some food, do a little picnic, bring your own stuff, also very welcome to their booths to get drinks, ice cream. So we hope for good weather, of course. And yeah, there will be enough opportunities, I think, for the people to cater themselves.
All right, so before they actually go off on the course, are there things that will show them where they can go and what kind of obstacles are where so that they have a sense of what to do?
Yes, of course, there will be signage and at the main entrance gate. So there's an overall map where you can see which obstacles are where, and there's some signage leading you a bit the way along the fences. Also, in advance, before you come, you can find a lot of information on our app. So the course will be, we will have the digital course with information to each obstacle within our app, the World Championship app. So this is always a good tool for people to get information from, but also on site, we will guide them through it. Yes, for sure.
And when they are going around the different courses, is there any suggestion that you would say to let them know, well, when you're doing the cross country, you may be more interested in doing this, but when you're doing the marathon and the bigger jumps, you may want to do that?
But I think marathon is a bit different because it's just the eight obstacles. So for sure, I would expect people to stay a bit longer at one fence during the marathon. While for cross country, if you want to see then 40 jumps, you really need to move on and don't stay too long at one single spot. I think this is a bit easier for the driving. And again, driving, it's a complex venue, so you have the chance to see from one spot also two other driving obstacles. So I think the driving spectators can be a bit more lazy than the other ones. I have to walk more for sure. But yeah, I think that's the main difference between the two.
Well, I love all that you shared just now. Is there any last things you'd like to see about the cross country and the marathon before we move on to another topic?
No, I think for people that want to come, what I would really would recommend is to buy the ticket in advance, because we know that it starts at 9:30 in the morning. So a lot of people also coming from abroad on that day, especially for the cross country, we expect a lot of people just coming for the day. So I think it's much easier if you are already equipped with everything and just have to move on the venue instead of first going to get your tickets. So I think we would really recommend to do this in advance.
Perfect advice. Okay, I would like to just move on to what's happening now in preparation for everything that you're doing. I mean, what are the different groups that are working on so much to get ready for this great event?
Yeah, it's at the moment really a lot of things. For big thing still, infrastructure all over on the venue. We are still building a new stable complex with 200 new boxes that needs to be ready for the World Championship. We're just working on accessibility for the para riders. So here and there we have to change footings on the venue for the para athletes to be more accessible. So many, many bits and pieces that have to come together on the venue. Footing maintenance really important because we have two events in May and then the World Championships in August. So it takes a lot of efforts to have all the grass footings in super shape. Then of course, yeah, the sport department dealing a lot with scheduling, competitions, working on all the details on competition flow, preparing training schedules, working closely with the FEI on many issues also regarding horse transport, horse stabling, horses arriving. Volunteer management also important while we have our permanent team here with 40 people staff for the event. We expect more than 1,000 volunteers. They all now need to be get information, need to plan their schedules. We're working on dressing volunteers, so asking volunteers for clothing size to prepare everything. So many, many details. Our press department, of course, working on communication matters to now. It's of course a major phase in promoting the World Championship, in doing communication, in doing sales activities. So you would not find a bored person at the moment within our team.
And I bet you're talking about yourself as well. What do you target and focus on mainly?
Myself?
Yes, yourself.
It's various things. To be honest, towards the championship, I always try to get the operational things really be ready before everything starts, because when the show starts, you need to have your hands free to just solving problems and go day by day. At the moment, of course, it's doing working a lot with our team. I mean, being in charge for a big team also needs, and I think it requires a lot from the team at the moment. It's always important to have a good communication with your team, work closely with them. I'm also doing in charge for a lot of communication with the FEI, the sports side of the FEI. So we have quite a lot of meetings, online meetings, site visits with them to make sure everything is well prepared. I'm a lot out on the venue to see how things progress going on the construction side for the stables, being in meetings with our construction team to see that everything is in time. So these are at the moment the major things, I must say.
I have to say, I don't think that people really get a grasp of how much time, energy, number of people are involved in doing something like this. So all of this information you shared was extremely helpful. Well, I want to close now. Do you have any last words you'd like to say?
Well, again, I could only welcome everybody to come and invite you all to visit the show, and it would be great to see you all in Aachen.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm already scheduled to come. I know when my planes are going to be and where I'm going to stay and everything. So I'm so excited. Thank you again. And I am Diana DeRosa reporting for the Equus Radio Network.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Email diana@equustelevision.net. Join Diana every week for another interview with the people who help shape your equestrian experience, right here on the Equus Radio Network.